We're talking about some points of skita that the chayim did not touch upon. And using a bottle brush on Shabbos, a person has a baby bottle which they want to use a bottle brush to clean out. So they insert the bottle brush inside of the bottle, the baby bottle, and they rub it around to cleanse the surface of the baby bottle. In general, the nylon bristles on the bottle brush are not close to each other, to the point that they will trap and hold water. So there's no concept of skeet at all involved in using such a brush. If a person has a type which does do that, so then there would be an issue. And over here again, the person wants to squeeze out the liquid which is there to help them scour and cleanse the surface of the bottle that they're cleaning. So that's going to be theoretically a problem. In general, that's not an issue because the brush, the bristles are not close enough and they are stiff enough that they don't really mass together and hold and trap liquid inside of themselves. Similarly, a person wants to use some type of a pad for the purpose of washing on Shabbos. If it's made out of like wire and it's a loose wires, a scouring pad, a loose wires, so no water is trapped within them, that's not going to be a act of skita. That water which comes out is not going to be a problem. So those are some examples of the issue of potential issue of dos and skita which could come up in regards to using these type of brushes. Because this type of brush is totally made different than your average brush which traps water, so a person will not necessarily confuse the two. So the concept of the mug and the rum, the person has to have a unique brush for Shabbos for this purpose, is not necessarily so, and therefore one does not need to have a special bottle brush for Shabbos to address that issue. Okay, moving on to a different issue, which the Chayyim would come out of the issues of the discussing with the Chayyim. A question which comes up is something known as a Puffs Plus or Kleenex Plus, where it is a tissue which has a certain amount of lotion inside of it. So when the person is blowing their nose or wiping the tissue on their face, it leaves a soft type of a feeling with a moisturizing lotion which is squeezed out of the tissue onto one's body, onto one's face, nose, etc. So it's one allowed to use that. So the assumption in halacha is the amount of liquid which comes out is so minimal, it's not considered skita. So it's not a problem to use such a type of a tissue on Shabbos, unless you have a type of a brand which has a significant amount of liquid which would then come out as a person is using the tissue to wipe their face. If it's going to leave a significant amount of liquid there, that's going to be problematic, but that really does, very rarely does that happen. So one is allowed to use those type of tissues on Shabbos. Now, what about taking some type of a rag, cloth, baby wipe, tissue, and putting some cream on it, and then applying the cream onto one's body? Do we have a concern about the malacha of schita, of dosh in that situation? So, in general, putting on oil, the Gemara says one was allowed to anoint himself with oil on Shabbos because that was something which was done on a regular basis. So people will not perceive that as an act of refuah. Putting on medicated oil, lotions and oils, is going to be an act of refuah. And we go into this sort of doing refuah on Shabbos. Refuah on Shabbos is also if a person has a mechlish ba'alma, a person has a concern, an illness, which is of a severity that one is what's known as nafal l'mishkal. A person has to take to bed because of it. A person has a very bad rash, and the whole body is weakened because of it. And the person just feels like they like to go into bed and sleep because of the pain or the discomfort or the inflammation of the body wearing them down. Whatever the reason might be, that's called an nafal l'mishkav. A person who's nafal l'mishkav is allowed to do refuah on Shabbos. But even if one is allowed to do refuah on Shabbos, we have to be concerned about other, that we took away the issur d'rabbanan of doing refuah. We still haven't addressed the other concerns which might come along. So that will be something we'll touch upon in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.